I'm joined by The Guardian's Patrick Kingsley in Cairo. Patrick, give us a sense of the build-up to this day of rage.
Well, I'm here at the Rabah Adawiyah Mosque in East Cairo, where tens of thousands of pro-Morsi supporters are expected to rally. We're not sure exactly what they'll be doing. Not even the people here know precisely what they'll be doing. They're staying put, or they may be marching to the nearby defence ministry, but it's still up for grabs. The background to this, as you know, is a revolution slash military coup, depending on what interpretation you put on events. Since the removal of President Morsi, we've had a roundup of key allies of the president, leading figures of the Muslim Brotherhood. Yesterday, their supreme guide was arrested, allegedly, in Marsa Matruh on the near the Libyan border. There are warrants out for all the major players in the Brotherhood, and generally people here feeling very much under the cosh. Some of them are fearing a return to the kinds of repression of Islamist figures that we had during the Mubarak era and before. And talking to senior Muslim Brothers, the remaining Muslim Brothers who remain at large, yesterday there was a real feeling of victimization. So that's the kind of mood. At the same time, it's still the same pretty peaceful atmosphere that we've had in recent days at this rally. It's been billed as a day of rejection, which sounds quite dramatic, but the signs at the moment are that it's still the same sort of slightly upbeat atmosphere I've been coming here every day the past week or so.
Patrick, is the army out in force?
The army is out in greater force than it has been. For the last couple of days, they've instituted roadblocks in the streets leading up to this stretch of road outside the mosque. We were driving just now on our way here, and there was a new development, which is this vast line of armoured vehicles, which look very dramatic. Time will tell to see whether they are necessary. I suspect it was more of a sort of threat rather than a serious precaution against a great mobilisation of violence. Again, we'll have to see.
Okay, Patrick, thanks very much.
Not at all. Cheers, Matt.